God's great creations, and that reminded me of last song too.
上周呢，在阿拉斯加看到了神的奇妙的创造。
Let me just pray really quick.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, may you indeed open the eyes of our hearts that we might receive your word.
主啊，求你打开我们的心眼，我们可以理解你的话语。
And also speak through me and let your voice be heard.
你借着我，让会众听到你的声音。
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
我以此祷告，是奉主耶稣的圣名。
Okay, so this is, they asked me to talk a little bit about marriage like I talked in April in one of the outreach Saturday night meetings.
四月份星期六的时候呢，我呢有一次讲到这个婚姻的课题，是对于跨国婚姻的夫妻们讲的。那么教会呢，让我在这里面再跟大家分享一下。
So, I did that, but I tried to add a little stuff so you wouldn't be bored.
我呢，希望呢，跟一些材料当中加一些话题，这样呢，你不会觉得枯燥。
And focus a little bit, also more on Ephesians. So if you do have a Bible, open up to Ephesians 4:5.
并且呢，也把更多的这个时间呢，来读诵神的话语，以弗所书。如果你大家有圣经的话呢，请打到四章。
So here's a question for you. What is the most important thing about marriage?
大家思考一下这个问题，觉得是婚姻当中最重要的是什么？
And I hope this material also will be useful for you, even if you're not married yet, or no longer, or whatever, single. We'll have some word for you also.
我也希望呢，今天的分享呢，对你仍有适用。即使呢，你已经是单身，你已经不会再结婚了。
So just think about this. We'll get back with it later.
考虑一下刚才说的问题，一会儿呢我们再看。
Now this, a lot of this is not my material. Like I said the last time I talked about this, this is from Dr. Egbert's book. So that's a good book if you want to read it.
我上次也讲到了，今天讲的很多材料呢，不是我的原创，是从这本书，叫 Alison Egbert 他的书谈到的。如果你愿意读的话呢，这里有些线索。
This is also a good book. You should read it.
我觉得这本书很好，建议大家读一下。
It's in a lot of languages, so.
我说的圣经哈，这个译成了很多版本。
Okay, that's our verse. I have a story.So picture in your mind two 25-year-old people, man and woman.
我在这里面来跟大家分享一个故事。大家想象一下，有两个人，25岁，一男一女。
They get to know each other, and one lives in Seattle, one lives in New York.
他们认识了，一个呢住在西雅图，一个住在纽约。
And they have a little picture of each other, you know, the other person on their desk at work.
彼此在办公桌上放了对方的照片。
And so at the in New York, the woman has a picture of it, and all her woman friends get around and they look and say, "Oh, that's so nice."
那么在纽约，这个女朋友的家，女朋友的办公桌上呢放了男朋友的照片。那么这个女孩的这帮女朋友就围在她旁边羡慕不已，说：“好棒哦。”
And then she says, "Oh yes, she gave me these flowers." And then she got this nice ring. And they, yes.
然后女孩呢就开始滔滔不绝地讲她，这个男孩子给她送的花，给她买的戒指。
And all the friends say, "What?"
那这个女孩子女朋友会说什么呢？
哇！
大家会说哦，太棒了。
Right? Okay. This is in general. This isn't applied to everyone. Not all women and men are exactly like this, but in general.
当然，这种场景不是说适用于每个人，只是说一个大致的这么一种情况。
So in Seattle, where was it? In Seattle, so the guy has the picture on the desk, and he has all his guy friends around. They say, and then they bug him, you know, and he's like.What's up with you?
好，那我们把请系统呢转到西雅图，在这个男生的这个办公 办公室里边，他的一帮这个男性朋友呢，就不断的来笑他，说嘿，怎么样？
And they say, and you know, they make fun of him, right? And he doesn't mind, right?
就他们呢就会开始玩笑嘲笑他啊，或者逗惹他。
And he laughs. He laughs.
他就嗤之一笑。
But then somebody makes fun of the girl in front of him.
直到有一次呢，其中一个男生呢，来嘲笑他的女朋友。
Then what happens?
你知道会发生什么吗？
Right. Somebody gonna get a black eye, right?
然后你可以想象，就有人呢会被打到鼻青脸肿。
So, this is because men and women are different.
这是因为呢，男人和女人是不一样的。
So.What comes naturally to the man is not the same thing that comes naturally to the woman.
一些对男人来说很自然的事情，对女人来说是不然。
So love comes naturally to the woman.
所以爱对女人来说是件很自然的事情。
And respect comes naturally to the man. We generally don't have to work too hard on those.
那么尊重对男人来说呢，是很自然的，你不需要呢费很大力气。来达到这个事情。
So it's not right or wrong. It's just people are different. Men and women are different.
并没有对错，只是不同而已。
Okay. So this you might remember this. So this is from my Navy days. I did wear this a little bit.
记得这个照片吗？就是这个，我是我当年在海军里边服役的时候我做了一点点焊接的工作。
So this is a Navy diver and this is his air hose and then it goes back to his back and then up to the ship. You can see here he's this kind of diving. You can't. There's not enough air from the tank. You have to have an air hose.
那么这个呢是海军的潜水员，大家看到没有？那么他的这个氧气管呢，一直接到船上。这个跟一般的不同，不是接到氧气筒上，而是接到船上。
And so the man and the woman diver, they each have an air hose that goes up, and the man's air hose is respect. He's got to have respect, and the woman's air hose is love. She's got to have love coming in.
这个呢，是因为男性也潜水员，因为女性潜水员，那么他们就各自呢有自己的氧气筒。那么男性的氧气筒上呢写着尊重，女性的呢写着爱。
So if you step on the air hose, you can't breathe.
如果踩到这个氧气筒上，那么就不能呼吸了。
And the person who can't breathe underwater, they're going to be very upset, angry, they can't think about anything, they can't talk about anything, they've just got to have air.
那么氧气筒被堵住了，那么就不能呼吸，那么相关的人呢就会发狂，然后什么都想不到，只是呢会生气啊，会变得很惊慌，很疯狂。
So the man has to have respect, that's his air hose, and the woman has to have love, that's her air hose, in general.
就是说呢，一般来说，男人呢，他必须有得到尊重，这是他的透气筒。那么这个女人呢，必须得到爱，这是他的这个氧气筒。
So this principle is how Dr. Eggers sets up his crazy cycle. So in the when the woman, and you could start this anywhere, we're not starting in any particular place.If the woman acts without respect to the man, he is like his arrow's getting stepped on. He reacts without love to the woman, and then she reacts without respect to the man, and then you get going in this what we call the crazy cycle.
那么这个 Ashish 这个作者呢，他给我们讲述了什么是这个抓狂的周期。当然，未必先是从女性开始的。不过呢，假若女方对男方没有尊重，那么他会男方呢就会有这个相应的反应，那么他不可能呢就对他表现出爱，那么这会让女性呢做出反应，那么就产生了一种恶性循环。
So this is We have to have an illustration. So just for example, because this happens at my house, it might happen in your house, if I bring an extra book home from the what's the bookstore? Half-Price Books. If I go to the Half-Price Books on Saturday and get a bag of books for $10 or whatever it is to bring them home, I might get in trouble.
那我用的时间来说明一下，在我们家，周六如果呢，我去一个搬家商店买了一袋子书，花了10块钱，回到家肯定有人要生气了。And
if somebody says to me, you know, you useless, you know, you these books are not useful. You're not useful. Why are you wasting my house with books? This is, you know, this is a respect thing for me, right?
如果呢，这个人对我说，你没有买这有用的东西，为什么把这个花钱买些没用的东西呢？我觉得不，听到这样的话，就觉得不会受到尊重。And
then I might respond with, well, I don't like the way you're talking to me. I don't like you, or you know, something where I'm not loving towards the woman. And that's again without love, and that's how you can get on this cycle, and you can't get off.
如果呢，我呢听了这话之后，就这样反应。我说，我不觉得你这样讲话尊重我，我也不喜欢你讲话的方式，也不喜欢你。那么就这样呢，就开始了这个让人抓狂的周期。So
that is the main principle and how you can go from this cycle, where the woman with a he reacts, the man reacts without love, and the woman reacts without respect. And you go around in a circle like that. How can you get off of that cycle onto the love and an energizing cycle where the man reacts with love and the woman reacts with respect and build up your marriage instead of tearing it down?
那我们来看一下，怎么样从这个让人抓狂的周期，就是说呢，太太对先生呢没有尊重，然后呢，先生也相关的做出反应，然后不会去爱妻子，这是一个让人抓狂的周期。 怎么样从这种周期呢，转到这个正能量的周期，在正能量的周期里边呢，那么太太会对丈夫表示尊重，那么丈夫呢也会爱他的妻子。So
this is very common, and so I think this picture is very useful. But we're going to pause here and do a little bit of theology from Ephesians.
我觉得这样的周期呢，这个正能量的周期才能建立家庭，而不会是把这个家庭拆散。 这个图表呢都是很有用的，不过呢，接下来我会借着以弗所书的一些经节呢，跟大家解释一下，给大家加一点神学的这个基础。So
in Ephesians, Paul was a prisoner in Rome, and he wrote this letter probably as a circular letter. It may have not been to specifically just to the Ephesians, but a letter could be passed around to various churches.
那么Paul呢，在当时呢是被钦在罗马，他写的这封信未必是对单独对这个以弗所教会的。那么这封信很可能呢是在众教会之间循环。And
Ephesians is in two sections. Overall, these section 1-3, and then section 4-6. These are very different.
以弗所书呢，基本分为两部分，1-3是一部分，4-6呢是一部分，这两部分很不同。So
we, and I'd like to ask, you know, we'd like to explore why these two sections different.
我们会探索一下为什么这两部分呢不一样。And
my opinion is the chapters 1-3 is the most clear and beautiful picture of God's grace to human beings in the whole Bible.
我个人认为呢，以弗所书1-3节展示了上帝对人的恩典，这是整个圣经当中最美的一段。And
then very simply, section 4-6 is how the Christian, the follower of Jesus Christ, should live in light of the grace of God and the work of God in your life.
那么4-6节呢，就跟我们讲。 基督徒呢，在接受了上帝的恩典之后，生活应该是怎么样的？
So again, 1-3 is what God has done for us, and then 4-6 is how we can live in the light of Christ's work.
那么在这一篇一到三节呢就讲了神为人做了什么，那么四到六节呢就讲我们相应的应该怎么样生活。
And just to look at several of these verses, and these are just pieces of the verses.
那我们来看一些经文，一些摘选。
So Ephesians 1 through 4, He chose us before the foundation of the world.
那么，第一次，就是神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
So God thought about you and chose you before the world even started.
那么在世界建立之前呢，神就想到了你，并且选了你。
He predestined to adopt you as a son through Jesus Christ.
他预先设定把你呢，作为，因为接基督，让你成为他的儿女。
And you were sealed by him with the Holy Spirit.
那么你在他，在你身上呢，有圣灵的印记。
This applies to all of us who have faith in Jesus Christ. All of this applies to us. And so in 1:18 it says, I pray, let's see, just wait from here. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the state, in the saints.
那么接下来，1:18，就是我祷告，照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，在圣父他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So that's, greater riches than you could ever imagine.
就是这种丰盛的荣耀是能超乎我们所能想到的。
And then 2:5 says, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ.
还有二章五节，当我们死在过犯中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And 14, for he himself is our peace, having made both groups into one, breaking down the barrier.
2:14节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间割断的墙。
Are there barriers in this world, right?
But 这个世界呢，有很多的障碍。
But this is something we cannot see with our eyes, right? But this is in the spiritual reality, in true reality that we can't see. God says He broke down the barriers between us and Him.
那么在这个世界呢，有很多看不见的墙，那么是我们肉眼所无法触及的。但是呢，耶稣借着耶稣，上帝呢，把这个墙呢，除掉了。
So between us and Him, and between each other, like between all human beings, all the barriers are broken down.
甚至把我们人之间的隔着的墙呢。
And the 3:8 is the, if you go back to 3:8, the unfathomable riches of Christ.
3:8说呢，基督赐富的丰富。
So these are all verses so that you know very well. This is all from 1 through 3, who you are in Jesus Christ.
这个呢，都是大家很熟悉的经文，都是在第一章第三章里边，讲明了在耶稣基督里，你到底是谁。
And this is, again, it's like a combination, like two organisms or two things that are combined together, you and Jesus in the light, in the sight of God. When God looks, He doesn't see you and your sin. He sees you combined with Jesus, and Jesus is enough to make you something much, much more than you were before.
这就像两个有机体结合在一起。那么在神的眼里呢，他看到的不只是你，而是你跟耶稣。那么耶稣替你呢把罪挡住了。 那么这个就足够把你救赎。
So in Ephesians verse 4 verse 1, chapter 4 verse 1, it says, Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
四章一节，
我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And this, you know, God did not just save us and leave us there, or He also did not save us and do all this work for us. Sometimes that can be frustrating.
上帝呢，不是把我们救了，然后就扔在一边不管了，或者呢？他就把所有的都给我们替我们做了。当然，有时候呢，我们巴不得他能这样做。
But he saved us, and made us somebody amazing, and then he wants us to walk and make choices in the light of that reality.
他不只是救赎我们，而且呢，还让我们呢成为很奇妙的这么一个个体。让通过我们的选择呢来做非常奇妙的事情。
All right, so he goes over several areas of how we are to live in the whole of 4-6, in the church, in personal holiness, in our marriages, in our families outside of marriage, and he ends with a section on being strong in the armor of God.
那么接下来十八六节呢，就想着我们在以下各个方面应该怎么生活，比如说在教会当中，还有我们在个人的圣洁方面，在婚姻当中，以及在家庭彼此这个荣耀，还有相爱方面，还有呢，就是穿着神给的盔甲，如何呢保持强壮。
And this whole process is what we call sanctification.
我们把这个程序呢，这个过程呢，称为成圣。
And it's a privilege. It's a privilege to enter into what God is doing in the world.
其实呢，这是我们的特权，就是呢，在这个世界上跟神同工。
Now, just looking at chapter 5, our verses at the end of chapter 5, we're talking about love and respect as part of this.
那么作为这段的一部分呢，我们来看一下第五节之后一部分，它讲到呢爱与尊重。
So this one, I'm not going to quote all of the verses, but I want to go over the topics that are in Ephesians chapter 5.
我不会呢把所有的经文都引出来，但是呢，我会讲到一些相关的话题。
But I encourage when you study Ephesians to think of these two sections.
但是我建议呢，大家私底下呢可以自己学一下这个以弗所书的这两段章节。
So.And I divided this into, not completely by verses, because a little bit of overlap, but anyway, this is my chart. So we have a choice in all of these areas to walk in the light of who we are in Christ, or to walk according to our flesh and according to the world.
那么在所有这些方面呢，我们都可以选择，或者是呢，按照神的话，在他的光里边与他同行，还是呢跟世界同行。
So do we walk in self-interest, or do we walk in love and sacrifice, being wise and making the most of our time?
我们是追求自己的益处，还是呢在爱中能够为别人做出牺牲？做一些明智的选择，珍惜光阴。
The second is how we are named. Are we, you know, how do we take on a name? And he talks about, are we going to be immoral or impure or greedy? Is that what we're known as? Is that our name? Or are we going to be moral, pure, and giving?
那么我们所得的名号是什么呢？是这个历史的、不洁的。还有贪婪的呢，还是不朽的、纯洁的，还是能够愿意给出的
？And how do you talk? Do we talk with filthy language, bad jokes, and you know garbage? Do we talk like that, or do we talk giving thanks to the Lord in our day-to-day business?
还有每天讲话的时候，我们是谈些很粗俗、很愚蠢的话呢，还是？能够赞美主。
And do we, what do we want? Do we want other things? Do we covet what other people have? Do we just want things in this world? Or do we want idolatry? Do we want to worship things of the world? Or do we want other people's good and other people's happiness?
那么在这个世界生活，我们追求些什么呢？是追求想得到别人有的东西吗？还是呢追求某个偶像？还是呢能够寻求他人的益处？
How do we think? This is the last of these slides. How do we think? Do we follow empty words and foolishness? Anybody been on the internet? Do we follow empty words? Or do we follow God's word? And do we follow God's will?
好，这是有一个。那么我们平时是怎么思想的？我们是来跟随着那些空话，很笨、很愚昧的话来生活呢？比如说，大家是不是经常上网，看到很多很空啊、很蠢的话？还是呢，我们听神的话，按照神的旨意，那么神的真理而行？
And then secrets. Secrets and secret sins. Do we participate with them? Or do we expose them?
还有那些暗处的罪，我们是偷偷的参与到这些罪当中的，还是我们把这些罪呢暴露出来？
Verse 18. How do we eat and drink? Do we eat and drink too much? And do we get, are we just drunk and we overdoing it? Or are we, when we eat and drink and fellowship, are we doing this with thanksgiving and with praises to God and with hymns and songs?
那么平时吃喝如何做呢？是大吃大喝，以至于这个醉酒，还是呢用这个圣灵被圣灵充满，用灵诗灵歌来赞美主呢？
And who do we obey and how do we obey? Do we obey? We just follow ourselves?Do we follow Satan? Do we follow the world? Or do we follow those in our life that God has appointed for us to listen to? Parents, husband, boss. These, you know, these are, again, the choices that we have.
那么我们平时听谁的呢？是听我们自己的，还是听撒旦的？还是心中充满了苦毒和怨恨？或者还是听那些神在我们生命中指定让我们服从的人呢？比如说我们的老板，我们家中的丈夫或者是呢这个我们的父母，我们是不是对他们充满尊重敬畏？
So I think William may have already said this, and how do we do that? Do we do this? Do we obey those whose God has put in your life for you to listen to? We know we have those people.And do we do that with resentment and bitterness, or do we do that with loving kindness and respect and even fear? It says fear and trembling.
还有就是我们怎么样服从这些神放在我们生活中的这个长者或者是领导？我们是心中充满苦毒呢，还是心里边充满慈爱尊重，甚至是敬畏？
And then lastly, who do you love? Do you love yourself only? Or do you love others? Again, in this verse is, do you love your wife? Do you love your children? Do you really give to them? And do you love the church?
最后你爱谁呢？就是爱自己呢，还是爱别人呢？是以太太孩子开始还有是不是也给别人你的时间还有你的精力，是不是爱教会？
So long list.
是很长的一个单词啊。
That's just one chapter.
只是一个章节而已。
But don't worry, okay?
不过呢，不要太担心。
So there's three, and so the cross is central to all of this. I'm going to show you how.
那么这个最本质的，我一会儿呢跟你说一下。
Because do we always make the right choice?
我们是不是总是能够做正确的选择呢？
Maybe not.、Right?
可能不会吧。
Like every day.
像这样每天当中。
So what do we do?
那怎么办呢？
So I think the idea here, now this is, again, this is my picture from, I think, a biblical idea.
这是我个人认为的一个这个圣经给我们的一个做法。
So when we do make the right choice, when we choose what God tells us to choose, when we behave as if we are children of God, who we are, then our life and our choice points to the cross of Christ who died for us and made us who we are.
那当我们做出正确的选择的时候，也就是说呢，我们是像神的儿女一样行事为人的时候，那么我们的生活呢，就彰显了这个十字架。
And when we don't, when we choose our own way and we are selfish and we forget who we are and we run out of energy and we choose the way of, you know, the easy way, what do? As Christians, we go to the cross in repentance and forgiveness and we ask Jesus for forgiveness and he gives us his grace.
但是呢，如果我们按照自己的方式，不循自己的路而行，然后忘掉了神，然后呢就用尽力气的时候那么我就选择一个比较简单的办法。那这种时候怎么办呢？我们可能做得很糟，我们需要呢到基督面前去忏悔，寻求他的原谅。
And what about those many things we really don't know what to do, right?
当然有一些事情我们确实不知道应该怎么做。
Because there are many, you know, there are just many things that are hard, and we don't know what choice to make.
因为世界上呢有很多很难的事情，我们根本就不知道应该怎么做，怎么选择。
And you know, the husband leaves.
比如说，做丈夫的离开了。
Or the children just not work out the way we wanted them to.
或者孩子呢根本达不到我们的期望。
Or somebody dies, or our church has problems.
或者呢，有人去世了，或者教会呢出现问题。
When there's abuse in the family, we can't have, you know, we can't keep loving without the need, or somebody's going to get killed.
或者家庭中出现虐待的问题，人呢必须离开，要不然呢可能就会被杀死。
There's a lot of these things that are difficult. And in those cases, what do? We go to the cross because we just fall at his feet. We don't know what to do. We ask for clarity from him and we trust in him.
是这样的，在这种很难的情况之下，我们应该怎么做呢？我们应该来到十字架前面，然后匍匐在主的脚前，我们信靠他，寻求他的带领。
And because Jesus says he's a refuge for us, right? A safe place for us. The altar is a safe place and a refuge.
因为呢，耶稣说他是避难所，他是一个安全的避难所，我们可以到他那里去。
So for the Christian life, where do all the arrows point?
那么，作为我们基督徒，什么样过基督徒的生活呢？其实就归结于一点。
So we know they all point to the cross.
都指向十字架。
This is where our only hope is.
十字架是我们唯一的希望。
Which goes back to Ephesians 1-3, and he has got enough riches for us, he has got it all for us.
这又重新带我们回到以弗所书的一到三节，就是说呢，在耶稣里边有丰盛的荣耀。
So, now, going back to our cycle. Okay.
好，我们再回到我们这个周期的图。
The last bit of Ephesians 5.
以弗所书最后五节五章。
It says, it talks about a summary, and verse 33, and that's our verse.
那么就是在三十三节这里有一个总结。
The husband is to love the wife, and the wife is to respect the husband.
就是说呢，这个人要爱妻子，那么妻子呢也要敬重她的丈夫。
So to get from this cycle into this cycle is interrupting at some point the vicious cycle that's happening. You've got to interrupt this with more love from the husband, more respect from the wife.
那么怎么样从这个图到下面一个图呢？当然有的时候有这个交错的时候。 那么这个要求呢，太太对先生有更多的尊重，那么先生呢，要对太太有更多的爱。
Now the Dr. Edwards has six things in each category, six things in the love category for the husband to do, and six things in the respect category for the wife to do, and these are those. So, and it's actually a good memory tool. We've had this printed out on our transit time, I've had it in my wallet, so this is actually useful.
那么这本书的作者这个 Eckrich Dr. Eckrich 呢，他建议了太太和先生都可以呢做这六件事情。那么我觉得这个是很有用的，可以记下来。我们呢会贴，我们家呢就是把它贴在这个冰箱上、墙上，就很有用
了。And if you want this, I mean, we can try to put this on the web page.
如果大家需要
这
个，
但
是的话呢，我们可以把它放在教会的网站上。
And anyways, for the, how does the woman see love? So, well, this is supposed to be pink, turned out purple, but the woman sees love in these six areas. The English is couple, so it starts with closeness, openness, you know, being open and talking about things, understanding without trying to fix her, being a peacemaker, so saying sorry to her, being loyal to her, she needs to know that you're committed just to her, and you need to esteem and cherish her. This is how she, these are six ways that she, generally speaking, the woman sees love. So these are secrets you can use and make a point.
那么一般来说呢，妻子是这样诠释爱的，我用了这个粉色的，不知道为什么这里显示成紫色。那么这里呢有六个秘密武器，就是说呢，怎么样？那么爱在妻子的眼里是什么样的一种情况呢？一个呢是亲密，再就是呢要彼此坦诚啊、第三个呢就是你要理解他，而不是呢总是想把这个解决事情。还有呢要记住说对不起，还要呢要让他知道你是一心一意都是委身于他的，还有呢最后一个就是你是非常珍惜他。
Got it. Okay. Then and so for the guy, how he sees respect. So this is how you show respect to the guy. Is conquest. So this chairs. This is chairs. It was chairs conquest. So it appreciates his desire to conquer and achieve things. Hierarchy. He needs to be in some hierarchy so he can provide and lead. Authority is the same idea, the leading. Insight, that he has insight. You know, don't just tell him he's dumb all the time. He needs to hear that, oh, he's got a good idea. And then relationship is this shoulder-to-shoulder relationship. Not always just looking, but somebody to partner with him, to walk with him, you know, in life. And intimacy in marriage as well. So these are the six areas in general for the guy. And you know, these are all things that everybody needs in any relationship. But these are specific helpful from that.
那么这个女性方面的需要呢，我们总结一下，用 couple 这个词来代表每一项的这个首字母。那么男性的需要我们用 share 这个词来代表。那具体呢，就表现为怎么样对男人表示尊重呢？第一个呢，就是说要尊重他的这个功课的欲望，就是男人天生呢就有这个功课世界的这种愿望。还有呢，这个家庭当中呢要有一个构架，那么它是起到保护和供应的这么一个角色，起到这么一个作用。还有呢，你要认识到他是家庭的这个主导，要认识到呢他的这个领导作用。还有呢，你要欣赏他，你要承认他的这个洞察力，不要老是骂他笨。还有接下来呢，你要跟他呢能够肩并肩的成为一种伙伴，而最后呢，当然就是这个性生活。
Okay, so this is how you get from one to the other, and he talks about in the book, he talks about unconditional love, and unconditional respect. You can't wait for the other person to start this process. You have to start this process. And wherever you are, you're the guy or the girl, you start where you are, you show respect and love, and interrupt the cycle so you can start building the marriage. And it does take unconditional, sometimes some unconditional love and respect, which we need the help of.
当然了，这些建议呢，对每种关系都适用，尤其是对夫妻关系。还有呢，这个诗中提到了无条件的爱和尊重。就是说呢，我建议不要呢等着对方去做，我们自己呢首先要开始。比如说这个太太呢要开始无条件的呢表示对先生的尊重，要把这个不好的周期呢打破。那么接下来他要告诉我们怎么样才能够有一种无条件的爱和尊重。
So back to the original question, switching gears again for my last point, what is the most important thing about marriage?
好，那么换一下档，回到我们第一个问题，就是说婚姻当中最重要的是什么？
Is it that it's good, or that it lasts a long time, orthat it has love and respect and no problems?
是一个讨论问题的一种关系，就是很最好的夫妻关系呢。比如说，比较很持久，有什么问题彼此相爱，相互尊重。
So in chapter 5, verse 32, that comes before our verse, the Bible says, "This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church."
那么在五章三十二节说，这是极大的奥秘，但是我是指着基督和教会说的。
So to me, you know, if you read this whole section, it's talking about marriage, it's talking about love and respect, but it's also talking about, just like the whole of Ephesians is talking about, how do we live in the light of what Christ has done for us? And then he talks about this great mystery.
那么对我来说呢，当然这个以弗所书也谈到这个夫妻的关系啊，爱和尊重。但是总的来说呢，就是根据神所为我们做的，那么还有这个奥秘，我们应该相应的怎么生活
？And the pointing, so I think the most important thing about marriage is that it points to the cross, just like that other picture. Marriage in script in the Bible points to the cross. This is why he's making a big deal about it at the end of this section.
那么就像其他的事情一样，就是夫妻婚姻关系的最终指向呢，还是十字架。
So the mystery, he says, the mystery is great, and marriage is a great mystery. If you're being married, it's mysterious. But there's also, he says, I am talking about Christ and the church. What has Christ done for the church?
那么婚姻呢，是一件很大的。很充满奥秘的事情，但是呢，我这里主要指的是这个教会和基督。那么它指的是什么呢
？So this is my last. So in Ephesians, for that, actually, you have to go back to verse 27. It says that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, so that she would be holy and blameless.
那么这个呢，就回到27节。可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的地，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
So you know, if you, this is for the guys,
这是对先生来说的。
If you love your wife or if you love someone, you see them without their spots and their wrinkles. Am I right?
这个是对男士来说的。如果你爱一个人的话，你是不是觉得这个人没有什么污点
？No spot, no wrinkles.
没有皱纹，没有瑕疵。
That's from the Bible.
那个是从圣经里面来的。
So that's love, right? That is love. That's the mystery of love.
这就是爱，爱的奥秘。
You grow old together and you see each other without spots and wrinkles.
那一起变老，却彼此看见对方的污点和皱纹。
Right?
是不是？
So, what does God see when He looks at you?
那么上帝看你的时候，他看到什么呢？
You're the church.
那么你是教会。
He's saying to you, he's seeing you without your spots and your wrinkles.
他说呢，他看你的时候，他能看到你的污点和瑕疵。
Do you have spots and wrinkles?
那你到底有没有污点和皱纹啊？
Yes.
是有的。
We all have spots and wrinkles, and we morally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, we've got all these spots and wrinkles.
确实不错，每个人都有污点和皱纹，不论是从这个心理方面，还是身体方面，还是这个精神方面、属灵方面。
So God sees you, whatever your deal is. God's in Christ. God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins. He put all of those on the cross with Jesus Christ. He looks at you, he sees a perfect, perfect, perfect person.
但是呢，借着基督，所有的罪都放你的罪呢，都被放在十字架上，借着基督死掉了。那么神看你的时候，就是完美无缺的。
And if you don't know Jesus Christ and you want God to see you without spots and wrinkles,You want to know Jesus. You want to receive Jesus Christ in your heart.
如果你还不认识耶稣的话，而你又希望上帝在看到你的时候，把你作为毫无瑕疵的人来对待，那么你需要耶稣。
So, I want to, you know, anybody who doesn't know the Lord, doesn't know Jesus, does not wants to have faith in Jesus, I would just today, you want to pray to Him, you want to ask Him.To forgive your sins, you want to believe in Him that He died on the cross for you. And I want you to talk to a pastor or one of us today and just say, hey, I want to know more about church, I want to be baptized, something like this. Because we want you to know that we want to know, want you to know that incredible grace.
假如我们当中有不认识耶稣的，我希望你呢，今天可以跟我们的牧师或跟我们当中任何人谈谈，了解一下呢，如何寻求赦免，如何呢信靠耶稣，如何呢这个来到十字架面前，如何加入教会受洗。我们希望呢，能够你也能够得到我们想要得到的。
Let's pray.
来，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much.That when you look on us and you see Jesus Christ, you see us without spots and wrinkles.
主啊，感谢你，当你看我们的时候，你看到了耶稣，那么我们的罪，我们的斑点都被遮抹了。
Lord, give us the strength, and may we always choose to choose to live in the light of who you called us to be.
主要请你给我们加力，让我们能够总是的选择按照你的恩典，按照你的旨意而行。
Thank you for your incredible gifts to us, Jesus.
谢谢你给我们的这个超乎寻常的这份礼物。
Praise Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。